Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
With God, all things are possible. I call it the God Factor. The Word of God is going to come with its own power, that you don't have any power in this earth that can match the kingdom of God. You got to believe this. See, the enemy wants to keep you strung out and make you believe that there's no solution to what you just got. There is not a problem on this earth that is a problem for God. Your problem is the God factor. You got to get Babylon out of you and get God back in. Is anything too hard for the Lord? That's all you got to ask yourself. Because, see, you up against something and using your reasoning facility, but you're not designed to believe with your head. You're designed to believe with your heart. The God that we serve, He will deliver us. The Apostle Paul, he said there, over in Romans, and Romans chapter 15, he said this in verse 18. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and what else? Deed. He knew it was going to take some miracles. Verse 19. Through mighty signs and wonders, and by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Somebody say full gospel. I'm saying this because he's saying, wait a minute, the Word of God, the gospel is going to come with its own evidence. It's going to come with its own power. That you don't have any power in this earth that can match the kingdom of God. And you and I have the kingdom within us. I'm not talking about just miracles happening on the church. I'm talking about in the church house. I'm talking about miracles happening in the marketplace. I said a miracle happening in your business. A miracle turning that thing around. Now, as you look at this, what I'm talking about pretty much is the God factor. Turn to Mark chapter 10, please. Mark chapter 10. Look what he says, and we read this last time, verse 27. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith this, with men it is impossible, but not with God. Come on, help me now. With God, all things are possible. I call it the God factor. That what has happened in church a lot is Babylon has crept into it. And when Babylon crept into it, it brought that getting God out of it into the church. So now the church is full of people with what I call mental assent. They're busy saying this, praise the Lord. Do you believe the Bible? Oh, yeah, praise God, I believe it. From Genesis to Revelation, praise God, I believe it. But they can't pay their rent. Got it? Something's wrong with that. Now, I'm going to expose this thing now so you can deal with it. The next thing is intellectualism. They think they can use enough big words that can cause you to cow down and you not get any results. Come on now. I'm saying some people, it's because of unbelief. Some, it's because of ignorance. They've just never heard it. But I'm here to tell you, Babylon has tried to creep in the church. And I'm here to say right now that what we need to do is get back to the old-fashioned Holy Ghost. I said, don't be ashamed to say the Holy Ghost told me. Don't be ashamed if God tells you to do a little dance because the Holy Ghost is on you. I'm saying we've got too high-minded. it for God, and we done get God out, but we're putting him back in. That miracles are coming back. Signs and wonders are coming back. The time for debating is over. The time for manifestation is here. Paul, according to the history of Paul, the Apostle Paul, was an extremely learned man. He said, I counted all dung. Dung is manure for Christ. Because one anointing on your life will take you so far above the intellect until it's pathetic. Now, there's nothing wrong with structured learning. I understand that. But you got to add the super to the natural. Can I get an amen, somebody? Well, what has happened? Hadn't been taught. The God factor has been out of it. Isn't somebody up against something? I mean, look like all hope is gone. I just don't know what I'm going to do. Well, why don't you pray? See, the moment you pray, you cross over into the supernatural. Come on, you got to hear what I'm saying there. See, the enemy wants to keep you strung out and make you believe that there's no solution to what you just got. Let me tell you something, my friends. There is not a problem on this earth that is a problem for God. God had the answer before you came with the problem. I'm not talking about before you came with the problem physically, before you got here on earth. He knew you were going to have that problem, and he's got an answer reserved, come on, for you. He's not talking about an answer after you get beat up, your eye get knocked out, and so forth. He's talking about as soon as you have that problem, he will deliver you speedily. And I'm saying you got to believe this. Shh. Say amen to this. Now, what am I telling you? With God, come on, all things possible. All right, now let's just examine that for just a minute. Say God factor.
God factor.
Somehow, we have taken the supernatural out of our situation. And that's not right, because what you've done is allowed Babylon to come in and influence you and talk to you and tell you some junk about God can't heal this, or he can't save you on this, or he can't provide for you in time on this, or whatever have you. Are you with me here?
Yeah.
But folks, this is your hour. And you are a spiritual gladiator. Praise God. Boy, that came out. So what did I do? Kind of put some things down here. Because there are some impossible situations in the Bible. And sometimes you have to build your hope up. Somebody say, keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive.
You have to build your hope up. And in the impossible situations, one... Well, if you go back in the Old Testament, here was a man named Abraham. Let's turn to it. Turn to Genesis chapter 18. I'm almost done. This is when the angel came and he told Abraham that his wife is going to have a child. I understand Abraham is knocking at the door of 100 years old, and his wife Sarah was 90. She had never borne children. And Abraham was too old to have them. Verse 9. And they said unto him, the angel said, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, she's in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken. There it is again, old. Well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women, meaning that she couldn't have any more menstrual cycles or whatever have you. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? Boy, she didn't leave him out, did she? Yeah, he old. Everybody up in there old. Come on now. But with God. Come on now. Come on now. I said with God. And verse 13, and the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh? Ah, goodness. Saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Verse 14, underline it. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Glory to God. So that's what you got to ask yourself. Wait a minute. I know I can't do this, but is anything, come on, too hard for God? That's all you got to ask yourself. Because, see, you up against something and using your reasoning facilities, but you're not designed to believe with your head. You're designed to believe with your heart. And if I put you in enough scriptures in here, all of a sudden, what's in this book going to get into your heart? And all of a sudden, you're going to see that, wait a minute, I'm with God. And if I'm with God, with Him, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for Him. He can do anything. Boy, you start acting spry, your joy comes back, your peace comes, all that sorrow, all that depression jumps off of you. Next thing you know, you start a little bit of a Holy Ghost dance. Why? Laughter. Because nothing too hard for you. You're in the kingdom where there's righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the benefit package. So now, let's just finish. So notice, Abraham and Sarah had a baby. The Bible says in Romans chapter 4, verse 17 to 21, he considered not his own body. You got to stop looking at your own body. You got to look into the promise of God, because the circumstances won't let you gender faith that you need. Say amen to that. So here they are. That was Abraham. But how about in Exodus 14? He was a man named Moses. He ran all the way up with 3 million people to the shores of the Red Sea. He couldn't get across. He looked behind him and there wasn't nothing but dust. Pharaoh was coming after. What could he do? The Lord says, stop crying to me. Take that rod and stretch it out. And the Red Sea split. I'm saying you might be up against a Red Sea right now in your life. Got news for you. Stretch out the rod. The rod is in your mouth. It's a word of God. Stretch that thing out. Speak it right now. Speak it. I said speak it. Speak it. I'm telling you, the enemy had me cornered this week, but this is what I said. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. Praise God. And I kept that thing going. All of a sudden, my peace came back. All of a sudden, I began to kind of sing in my study up there. I'm by myself. I'm saying, you get that thing in back in your life. And once joy comes back, the Bible says, now you can draw water out of the well of salvation. You know what that means? It means you'll start getting revelation. Revelation will stop popping into you. Why? Because you believe in God. Daniel chapter 3, the three Hebrews, impossible situation. Why? Because they stood for their God. They stood for what was right. But the king gonna throw them in the fire. How many of you know the fire wouldn't burn them? It wouldn't burn them because it wasn't fire. It wouldn't burn them because of what they said. They said, the God that we serve, he will deliver us. When you're in a tight spot, get your mouth to working. You don't need no more money. You need your mouth. You need to speak what God said and watch him deliver. Oh, yeah. Numbers chapter 11. Children of Israel in the wilderness. They ain't have no food. They wanted some meat. In the middle of nowhere. God said, I'll give them meat. But I'm not going to give them meat for 1 day. Nor 2 days. Nor 5 days. Nor 10 days. I'm going to give them meat for a whole month. Until it run out of their nose. What did he do? Moses asked him. Said, wait a minute. What are you going to do? I mean, are that many fish in the sea? Or are that many quails or whatever? God said, wait a minute. Is the Lord's hand wax short? See, we got to believe God can do what he said he can do. God fed them so much meat until the meat was piled up 3 feet high for as far as they could walk in a day. Folks, don't tell me he can't pay your rent. Come on. Your problem is the God factor. You got to get Babylon out of you and get God back in. All right, just a couple more and I'm out. Are y'all with me? Luke chapter 1. Ooh, I done preached hard today. Luke chapter 1. This is when the angels came to a woman named Mary. The angel said, Hail Mary. Say it 3 times. No, don't you do that. Don't you do that. Said, Thou art highly favored among women. Somebody say favor. See, favor. Wait a minute now. Favor is something that God grants you out of his goodwill rather than you earning it. You can't buy it or you can't be so good. You see, favor ain't fair. Praise God. I've got a whole teaching here on favor, and I'm not going to go through it. But remember, in the kingdom, you get exactly what you expect. And you got to expect favor from God in these last days. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Expect doors to open for you. Expect policies to be changed for you. Expect preferential treatment like Esther got. Expect God to fight battles for you that you didn't have to fight. Expect somebody to recognize you and give you a prominent position for no reason at all. Expect honor in the midst of your adversaries. Expect restoration of everything that's been stolen. Lord, have mercy. You are entitled to divine favor as a covenant child of God. It's one of your covenant rights, is favor. So what the angel do? Said, Mary, you're going to have a child. She said, now how is this going to happen to me? I don't know a man. In other words, this is impossible. The angel said, well, the Holy Ghost is going to come on you. And I believe right there is where she did a dance. Verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Verse 37. Nothing shall be impossible. How about Peter in jail? Next day they will cut his head off. The Bible said the church prayed. God sent angels in the jail, put every guard to sleep, and brought Peter out. What he did then, he's going to do now? He can do it now? Last place. Acts 27. This is Paul, Apostle Paul. He's on his way to Caesar. And the devil's been trying to stop him all the way. But he had to go to Rome. He wanted to go to the headquarters. What happened? Now a big storm came up. tornado, whirling storm. And now they're in the deep, on this sea, and Paul is somewhat of a prisoner. And look what it said in verse 18. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out our own hands, the tackling of the ship. In other words, they threw out the cargo, and now they're throwing out the food and everything else. Why? Trying to keep the ship afloat. Yes. Verse 20. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. No more hope. No more hope that your business is going to make it. No more hope that this disease can be healed. No more hope that this thing will turn around itself in my household. No hope. But that's when you haven't heard from God. The Bible says when Abraham had no hope, he believed in hope. What does it mean? This Bible is designed to get your hopes up again. So what happened? Verse 22. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer. This is Paul talking. In the midst of this mess, he's saying, be of good cheer. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying what? Fear not. Underline it. Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. You'll make it to your destiny. I said, your business will survive and thrive. I'm talking about, yep, God, whatever's going on in your body, you will overcome. God has given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Stop right there. Do you believe God? I know what the newspaper said. I know what the Daily said, the Tribune and the whatever. I know what the CNN said. I know what the physician said. I know what the economists have said. But did you get what God said? Because one word from God will change your life forever. Say this with me. I believe God. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, we're still talking on the supernatural. This particular series, though, is called The God Factor. It's a four-disc series. Now, in this series, we talked about the supernatural, but how to put God in the midst of our situations. A lot of times what we do, we're trying to handle things in our own ability. And some of these things are inspired by forces that God needs to come in and take care of. And so the God factor is very much needed. You might have a situation, let's say in your health, that the doctors are giving you a bad report. Or let's say in your finances, you're coming up on a timetable or something that's due and you just don't have the money for it. Get God involved in it. God not only directs you, but God will give you that miracle that you need. Now, the next thing about it is God's word is what you need. In other words, the faith for God to be activated in your life comes through his word. So as we take his word, meditate his word, the faith comes so that we can bring God right in the midst of our situation. You remember the woman with the issue of blood? She said, if I can just touch his clothes, I shall be whole. She said it over and over again. Faith came. She touched the hem of Jesus. Pow! Virtue flowed. She got a healing right there because of God's word. Well, let's go to our announcer. He's going to give you some information on how you can get this series. It's a powerful series, and we'll be right back. With God, all things are possible. I call it the God Factor. The word of God is going to come with its own power. That you don't have any power in this earth that can match the kingdom of God. You got to believe this. See, the enemy wants to keep you strung out and make you believe that there's no solution to what you just got. There is not a problem on this earth that is a problem for God. Your problem is the God factor. You got to get Babylon out of you and get God back in. Is anything too hard for the Lord? That's all you got to ask yourself. Because, see, you up against something and using your reasoning facilities, but you are not designed to believe with your head. You're designed to believe with your heart. The God that we serve, He will deliver us.
Discover mighty signs and wonders that will come through you today with Pastor Bill Winston's four-disc series entitled The God Factor. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org. There is no power in this earth that can match the kingdom of God. You and I have the kingdom within us. It is time to put the supernatural back in every situation and believe the God factor.
Well, that's the God factor. Now, this is a powerful four-disc series. Powerful series. Now, here's your final word. One word from God will change your life forever. Praise God. I'm saying that if you just get one word from God, it has enough power in it to bring to pass anything that it says. Remember the woman Mary? She got a word from God. You're going to have a baby. Glory to God. And that word brought supernatural baby into her life. And 9 months later, baby Jesus came. So I'm saying that this, you don't have to struggle anymore. You don't have to sweat, toil, and so forth. Just go get one word from God. It'll change your life forever. Well, this is Bill Winston. We love you, and we'll be with you next time. So until then, keep walking by faith.
Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Born Again and Spirit-Filled is a biblically based book where Pastor Winston outlines God's purpose and plan for your life. Learn who the Holy Spirit is and His importance in your life. Jesus said, "Don't you leave until you have been endued with power." Call 1-800-711-9327 for your free copy of Born Again and Spirit-Filled and begin to walk in the power that God has given you today.
The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to take the uncompromised Word of God to the whole world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over this world system. Connect with us online at billwinston.org. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast.